Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The USS PCP. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Did you eat any of the PCP spiked clam chowder from the set of Titanic? And did they ever catch the person responsible?
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy story.
On August 9th, 1996, when lunch was served on the set of Titanic, the soup contained a secret ingredient, phencyclidine, better known as PCP. We are talking about the lunch that was spiked with PCP on the set of the major motion picture, Titanic.
I've had some horrible lunches working in entertainment the past 10 plus years. I've never once had a lunch that sounded that fun.
That'd be a good lunch.
That'd
for
be
you.
A good lunch. A nice soup with PCP?
On the Halifax, Nova Scotia set of Titanic, the cast and crew, including director James Cameron, producer John Landau, cinematographer Caleb Deschanel, and actors Bill Paxton and Susie Amice, I think that's how you pronounce her name, something now like Susie Amice Cameron.
Oh.
We're ready to complete the scene shot on the evening of August 8th and then move on to Mexico, where a massive replica of the Titanic was waiting on an outdoor soundstage in Baja. However, just across Halifax Bay, the crew broke for lunch at midnight, courtesy of local caterers. The specifics of this chowder seem to be murky at best. Cameron claims it was mussel chowder. Paxton? He claimed it was clam. The Halifax police report suggested it was lobster.
Whoa.
Susie Amice was one of the few cast and crew who was not interested in any of the chowder, no matter what it turned out to be.
Smart, very smart.
And Cameron, who is now married to Amice, said, quote, "She's always been high on my list of suspects as a result."
No. Someone saying no to chowder is a pretty common thing, especially at a catered crew
at
meal
midnight.
At midnight chowder. I mean, listen, I'm all over it. I love discount seafood, free seafood, even better. PCP lace seafood, even better, better. It's probably been stressful, I would imagine. I don't think you want a cream-based soup as a lunch. And this is a lunch, so you know they're going to 5 a.m. That would fuck anybody up without drugs.
It didn't take long for the consequences to manifest for the more than 60 people who did consume the chowder. You'll be happy to know that Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio were far away from this set, so no chowder for them.
Bummer.
I'm sure they got by.
Yeah, yeah. That's so much PCP, too, for 60 people. Those are the people that were affected. There's lots of people maybe took the soup, maybe didn't feel the results, didn't have enough, whatever. But that's just enough, substantial enough drugs in your system to feel the effect of it.
Bill Paxton told Entertainment Weekly way back in 1996, quote, "Some people were laughing. Some people were crying. Some people were throwing up." According to the on-set doctor on Titanic, Dr. Rob Roy.
Nice, nice.
I had to double check to make
that's good.
That's the name.
That's good.
Quote, "These people were stoned." They had no idea what was going on.
Is Rob Roy a cop?
I'm not sure.
Did he do it? Did he do it?
But that's his medical diagnosis, is these people are, these druggers are stoned.
Damn, I think he did it.
And you want more soup lace PCP? You'll get it after this break. The scene at Dartmouth General Hospital was chaotic. Marilyn McAvoy, set painter, she told Vice, quote, "Eventually we got put into these cubicles with the curtains around us, but no one wanted to stay in their cubicles."
Feisty.
"Everyone was out in the aisles jumping into each other's cubicles." People had a lot of energy. Some were in wheelchairs flying down the hallways. I mean, everyone was high. "I didn't have any experience with drugs." Yeah, right, Marilyn.
Sure, you're the set painter.
Listen, Dr. Rob Roy isn't here. You can tell us.
Also, the scene. Can you imagine this scene? It's like half people who are in period dress and half people who are in like crew, shitty crew clothes. It's fucking 1 a.m. at this point. People are fucking carousing. They're laughing, crying, vomiting, in wheelchairs, just careening down a hospital hallway. I love it. Cubicles be damned.
McAvoy went on to say, but others were saying it was like the beginning of an acid trip.
Beginning?
She has no idea what that is. For the record, Your Honor, she has no idea.
But just the beginning, just not the middle or the end.
No.
Just a full beginning.
The hospital personnel instructed them to consume liquid charcoal while still believing that the team had a very, very strange case of food poisoning. Later that afternoon, the police were summoned and a toxicology report determined that PCP was to blame.
Oh, yeah? Like PCP is like a big Kool-Aid man that just kind of busts through and just impresses itself on wherever it is. Someone did this and I want you to come forward. I want you to be listening to this podcast and I want you to come forward.
The question is this. Who spiked the chowder? Over the course of a 2.5 year investigation, the Halifax Police Department obtained a list of all the set workers, executed a warrant for the Department of Health documents, and on February 12th, 1999, the case was closed due to a lack of suspects and remains a PCP-laced mystery till this day. No one's talking to the cops, I guess. Nobody, bottom line.
Nobody's narking out. Not even Rob Roy. Not even Dr. Roy.
I've never seen Titanic. And I don't know if I mentioned this before. I've never seen Titanic.
Wow.
You know I don't really like boat stuff.
I didn't know
I
that.
I don't love boat stuff.
You don't love boat stuff?
I mean, I like Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, of course.
But I just don't like boat stuff. But and I know it's a good movie.
If you can do Triangle of Sadness, everything else is a piece of cake.
Or is it a bowl of chowder?
Oh.